Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of our risen and victorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Deborah and Douglas, Dennis, family, and friends of Daryl, David Durbel. Now, most of you know that Daryl worked for 35 years for the United States Postal Service before he finally retired. And as I was thinking about today, I was trying to work somehow, how do you get that kind of into a sermon context? And then I began to look at the gospel Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, where these words reported: "You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." See, what Paul was trying to say to the church in Corinth was the fact is that people are watching. They see who you are, they see what you have done, and they see the testimony that your life gives to those around you. But to be honest with you, when I look at postal workers, I'm actually kind of amazed by them. After all, they have that motto that says, "Neither rain nor sleet nor dark of night shall stay these carriers or couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Tenacious indeed, dedicated for sure." Mail carriers are kind of amazing. And they amaze me because of the fact that they go door to door and street to street, delivering packages and letters and greetings from people both far and near. They're kind of that bridge between far and near. And over the years, the Postal Service has delivered me many greetings from many people. See, I had no idea that Ed McMahon wanted to make me rich with the Publisher's Clearinghouse giveaway. And there's this other company that wants to give me all these CDs for just a penny. And if it wasn't part of the Postal Service, I would have never known. But you see, the reality is, our hearts really do skip a beat when you're anticipating and waiting for that card or that letter to arrive, especially on a day like today. It's Valentine's Day. And just pray that it's not filled with glitter. However, the post office will tell you it's hard to get people to be couriers. I said, why? Sounds like a good gig. You're working for the government. But it's hard because people don't want to walk a beat. People want to work behind the counter at the post office, or they'd rather work behind the glass supervising other people or in the back room sorting the mail, but not so much outside where it's cold and unpredictable and there's people. But when I begin to think about it, I begin to think there's a lot of similarities between those that work for the Postal Service and the Christian faith. Here's a few that I thought of. First of all, as a postal worker, the first time you put on that uniform, people recognize you. They know who you work for, and they know why you're there. In a much the same way as Christians, when you place your faith for all to see, our Lord actually tells us, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Another thing, a postal carrier, they have to be willing to submit to the postmaster. And sometimes that's not all that much fun. But as Christians, we also have to be willing to submit all of our thoughts, all of our words, and all of our deeds to the will of our Heavenly Father. A mail carrier also has to take the route they're given, and you better like it. In fact, you better deliver the mail exactly where you tell you to deliver it. And in much the same way as Christians, you realize when you enter into the Christian faith, everything within your being wants to reject it. Our old sinful nature wants to beat down that new man that's risen up and keep him under thumb the rest of your days. And so therefore, when you begin to follow Christ, you live the life that He's called you to live. And then lastly, a mail carrier has to go to house, to those that he likes, and perhaps even those that he doesn't like so much at all. Because the reality is the people on the other side of the tracks deserve their mail just as much as the people on this side. And therefore, Jesus says that he wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Actually, there was one more. It has to do with you better be prepared to work in season and out of season if you are a mail carrier. In the same way that Paul warned young Pastor Timothy, he says, preach the word, be ready in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. Now, when it comes to Darrell Durable, I can tell you one thing. He would be the first to tell you that occasionally he put the mail in the wrong box. I know that's a fact because I like my mail carrier and he does it all the time. And I can about imagine after 35 years of working for the Postal Service, he wouldn't tell you this, but I bet he's lost a letter or two. And I'm quite sure, knowing Darrell, that he lost his temper with a few of the people he is delivering mail to time when they got under his skin. And so he'd be the first one to tell you that when it comes to being a postal carrier, I am not perfect. But he'd also be the first one to tell you that when it came to the Christian faith, he wasn't perfect either. Here's a trivia question. Do you remember the bumper sticker that Darrell and Mary had on the back of their car? Anyone, feel free to answer. Meet you in church on Sunday. Good job. And believe you me, they were here every Sunday. I mean, literally every Sunday. The lights came on and they just magically appeared. They were here all the time. And towards the end, they sat right over there. Mary had her cardboard box with her feet on it because if you didn't know, her legs were a little shorter than others. And when the time for confession of sin would come, Darrell would stand up and he would confess along with all the rest of the congregation that I am a poor, miserable sinner. And I confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I've ever offended you. And then he had confessed the words. And I justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. So what occurred last Friday out at the nursing home was, it seemed to be God's temporal and eternal punishment taking place and Darrell getting what he deserved. That's what it looks like from the outside. But you see, he was also aware of the fact that one day his eyes would close in death because of his imperfections. However, what's true for Darrell Durable is also true for every one of us. See, none of us gets by unscathed. We are all sinful. And if you watch closely, the floodwaters are rising. Death's own stream will one day reach every single one of us. And you can try to get away. You can say, you know, Pastor, I'm just going to live a godly life and be as perfect as I can. And God will show grace and mercy to me. But then God's word says, if you keep the whole law yet stumble at just one part of it, you're guilty of breaking all of it. So the law is not there to save you. The law is there to make you aware of the fact of who you are and your need for forgiveness. And ultimately, that law reminds you that you need a deliverer. You need someone who is going to deliver, whether it's rain or snow, sleet or hail, darkness or the brightness of summer, someone who will deliver redemption for you. Let me tell you about one who has faithfully delivered day after day and year after year, regardless of the conditions. It's a postage stamp. Think about it for a minute. A postage stamp has such great connections to our Christian faith. First of all, do you know the origin of the postage stamp? It has its origin on a hill far away. Actually, the guy's name was Roland Hill. He was from England, and that's a long way away, right? So the origin of the postage stamp is on a hill far away. The origin of the Christian faith also is on a hill far away called Calvary. Do you know how a postage stamp got its name? The word post is the root word of postage. And a post was used in a monarchy and would be placed on a busy intersection and driven into the ground. And the king would place upon that post all of the important announcements. It would have a seal on it. So when people walked by it, they'd see the post and understand this has come from the king. You know, as believers in Jesus Christ, we also know there's another post that was shoved in the ground on a hill called Calvary. And there, the King of Kings gave the most ultimate message of forgiveness, life, and salvation that has ever been declared, that your sins are forgiven through faith in Him. Thirdly, because of the love shown to a stamp and the great price we pay for it. I hesitate to put this down because you realize postage goes up like every other day. And I don't really have a love affair with it except the fact I got to lick it and stick it on an envelope. And now it's adhesive, so thank you, Postal Service. But you ever heard of the word, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, so those of you that do this, please don't beat me later. A philatelist is a stamp collector, and I ain't going to say it again. And it comes from two Greek words. The first one is phileo, which means to love. And the other one is teleo, which means to pay in full. So a philatelist loves stamps so much they're willing to pay whatever it takes to get them. Now, if you collect stamps, you know what I'm talking about. Because if you collect them, you're not going to put them on an envelope. I have some in my office I'll never use because one of them has Luther and the other one has the chaplains that are aboard the USS Dorchester. If you don't know your history, read it. It's amazing. Our Heavenly Father, in the same way, is in a sense collecting human souls. Do you realize that your Heavenly Father is willing to pay whatever it takes to redeem lost sinners like Daryl and like you and like me? See, the reality is the fact is that the last word that Jesus spoke, that word tetelestai, comes from that word teleo, and that means to, well, it's translated a lot of times, it is finished, but it's paid in full. See, upon the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ delivered forgiveness for every single one of us through faith in Jesus Christ. Power over sin, death, and the devil, so that coffin can never contain His remains. Fourth, it's where the stamp is found on the envelope. When you put a stamp on, where do you put it? In the corner, right? It's always in the corner. In much the same way, you realize that God has you cornered. See, ultimately, when you live your life and try to do all these things to somehow make yourself righteous before Him or whatever it is, He paints you in the corner by the law to make you realize that you have no hope apart from Him. There is no salvation apart from Jesus. So the law is there literally to paint you and I into a corner. Okay, which side of the envelope? It's always on the front. So what's the front? The side that doesn't have the flap on it. But what side of the front? It's always in the upper right-hand corner of the front of the envelope to remind us as Christians that we need to live our lives rightly. In fact, we are called to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received. Oh, the best one is the colors that the post office uses. They're real creative. Black and red. Black, the color of Daryl's sin. And red is the color of the righteousness of Christ that has washed it all away. You know what it's called when the postmaster takes his little, they probably don't do it by hand anymore, but in the old days when they used to stamp it and then they'd roll it across the stamp, that's called canceling the stamp, right? In the same way that our sins, Jesus doesn't rub them in, Jesus literally places upon them His blood and washes them away. So you and I are a new creation. It is a great thing. And when Jesus sees repentant sinners like Daryl Durable, He doesn't rub it in. He simply takes his sins away. The seventh one is because of the watermark that's found on many stamps nowadays. Why do they put watermarks on stamps? It keeps people from counterfeiting them, for one thing. And in much the same way that Daryl Durable was marked by water himself. Marked as one redeemed by Christ the crucified in Bean, Nebraska in 1927. His father Thomas and his mother Lydia took young infant Daryl to a baptismal font where the words were spoken and he was ushered into the kingdom of God. Now it was a few years later that he showed up here at Emmanuel. And before the congregation, before this altar, he made his declaration of faith, confirming that baptismal grace of his in his baptismal waters, as he declared before everyone, "I would rather suffer all, including death, rather than to fall away from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Another thing about the stamp that's interesting is the picture that's on it. Now, back in the old days, it was just royalty that would appear on it. Kind of like presidents appear on money today. But the reality is, in these days, there's all kinds of images can be placed upon stamps. But the reality is, within the life of a Christian, our daily lives are to be a reflection of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know they keep records of stamps too? I didn't know this. If you go to the post office, they have a big book that's every stamp that's ever made, so they know its value and all that stuff. In the same way that God has his own book called the Lamb's Book of Life, in which Daryl Durbel's name is now recorded in as a child of God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Jesus would say, "Rejoice because your name is written in heaven." That's a great statement. We need to rejoice. Then lastly, stamps are unique. Have you ever noticed there's a lot of stamps that the Postal Service won't deliver? You know, for example, remember the green stamps? My mom and dad collected so many green stamps one year that you actually had to lick those things, lick them and stick them in the book, and they redeemed all these books of green stamps for four stuffed animals, one for me and the other was for my brothers and my sister. It's the only gift we got that year from Christmas. I remember green stamps, but you place that on the envelope, I guarantee you the Postal Service won't deliver it. And they also won't deliver Columbia House stamps or Christmas stamps or Easter seals, and there's a whole bunch of them. You know why? Because there's only one stamp the Postal Service to deliver, in the same way that there's only one way of salvation. It's the way, the truth, and the life found in Jesus Christ himself. See, this morning, in the midst of all of our sorrow at the passing of our dear brother in Christ, there's one thing that I believe that Daryl, I don't know, maybe it was Doug that shared this, about his dad, was that his dad always delivered on being a father, on being a husband, and I believe on being an employee as well. You know, as I thought about that, his commitment of delivering as a father was demonstrated in so many ways. I mean, he had the ability to show up at every athletic event. Whatever you guys were doing, he was there, right? You also mentioned soapbox derbies. I've been to a few of those. They're not all that enjoyable, so I commend him for that one. And then 60 miles across the New Mexico mountains with his sons on a backpacking trip with the Boy Scouts. My hat's off to you, my brother. But he also is completely committed in his role as a husband as well. 72 years of marriage to Mary. And I believe that's why we're here today. He was ready to go home the minute her heart stopped, because that day his heart quit beating as well. He's committed as a postal carrier, faithfully delivering the mail for 35 years. Letters, cards, and parcels. That speaks of itself. But having been his pastor for the last 15 years, I can confidently say that Daryl Durbel also was delivered from all of his sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, before his health began to fail, it was a rare Sunday that both him and Mary were not here and worshiped. And he served this congregation. I can't even account for all the roles he played as elder and all the boards and committees and stuff, and they were a fixture at Voters Assembly because they were involved in leadership of this congregation, because they loved this place, because they loved him. He lived each day of his life literally as a letter of Jesus written upon his heart to be read by you and by me. Now, I want you to imagine in the coming days that there's a letter that's going to arrive in your mailbox. No return address, but inside it simply says this: "My dearest friends and family, I want you to know how much I love each and every one of you. Each of you have touched my heart in ways beyond words. But please don't mourn my death as those without hope, because of what Jesus Christ has done for me upon Calvary's cross. You see, I have been delivered from all of my sin, from the grave, and even from death itself. It is my fervent prayer that you too will trust in Jesus and in his death and resurrection receive deliverance from all of your sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. I long to see each of you again on this side of glory, as we will gather together with the host of heaven in glorious praise. God bless you all. Daryl. Amen. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord.